Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know what you got, but it plays with my emotions. I want you so much, darling, I wanna hold you near.
Billy Ocean is your artist of the day. Is this Loverboy?
Oh, oh, yeah.
I forgot about this song.
Oh, he's got hits.
I said, yeah.
How did we forget about this?
I didn't. That's why it's getting played. I did not forget. Your keyword to cash is
Ocean.
Perfect. P-E-R-F-E-C-T. We still got plenty more to go through. P-E-R-F-E-C-T. Text it into 72881. Perfect. Little mixtape this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Indeed.
I will be the judge. I cannot win. Let's see here. Category number one, but I do like to play. Best movie song for fixing up the community center has to be from the 1980s. That's actually on the card. Here's mine. Give me my audio, Holmes. Moving on to category two, I'm the winner.
Let's hang on a second.
Okay. You came to play, did you?
Well, Cyndi Lauper from the Goonies.
Oh, that's good. I love that song.
I do too.
I see where you're going here. I see what you're doing. These are good choices so far. All right, Dana Wright, you, my friend, are on the clock, and here is Dana Wright's selection. Okay. All right. Sam Stevie. Best 80s song for fixing up the community center has to be from a movie and from the 80s. Go. All Kenny Loggins except Kara.
I mean, Kenny Loggins was the 80s, though.
All right. My favorite song of the three was actually Danger Zone, but I'm not going with it.
I'm shocked.
I'm trying to keep this in the idea of we're fixing up the community center.
Okay.
We're not flying an F-15.
Right.
Dana Wright!
Stop it!
Dana Wright wins round one. Okay? All right, here we go. Number two, best song for the summer. Okay? Any genre, any generation, here's mine. Round three.
Now.
Van Halen's Summer Nights is the one I went with, and I win. Kara Marxer, uh-huh. Your favorite summer song, any genre, any generation.
Summer sun, something's begun. Right, the summer nights.
Well,
down
Oh, very strong.
Very strong.
Very strong.
Good luck getting that out of your head this afternoon, by the way.
That's a lot, Markser.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Markser. Dana Wright, you are on the clock, and here is Dana Wright's song.
She came to play today.
Nobody with Beach Boys yet. An instrumental. Okay, okay, all right. Sam Stevie, go. I want to go with you again, Sam. I want to go with you again. But I have to go to Kara Markson.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I'm going to see if I can almost win all of them today.
All right, here we go. Last one. Dana Wright won. Kara Markson won. Sam Stevie, zero. The best peering out the window, looking at the rain song. Here's mine.
What?
I saw you and him walking in the rain.
Okay, see where you're going.
Okay.
Really? I get no credit for that deep track 1986 Orin Juice Jones hit.
Peering out a rainy window is like the most depressing song you can think of.
Yeah.
I saw you and him walking in the rain. You were holding hands.
It's a little upbeat.
I was thinking upbeat too. A little cheerful.
Yeah.
We're staring out into the rain.
Yeah, just because it's raining doesn't mean it's got to be depressing.
Okay, fine. You lose.
I win.
I went with a slightly different direction.
Say something, I'm giving up.
Ooh, Great Big World.
I love this song.
Love that song too, man.
I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you.
Yeah, I'm feeling like I want a drink,
right?
That's depressing.
Yeah. Or literally
say
take a knife
something
to my wrist.
I'm giving up
okay.
on you.
Such a sad song.
Pretty
okay.
Sad.
I saw them do that song in concert one time. It was fantastic.
I bet.
Dana Wright, you're on the clock for Rainy Day Song Staring Out a Window. Don't get mad at me for the quality. It's the only that exists. She went with Chris Stapleton's version.
That great song just kills
I wish we had better quality audio, but it's only available on a cell phone audio.
Well, you're going to see it when he comes to the Sprint Center this fall.
Sam Stevie, fire when ready.
It's been a long day.
I'll try not to start crying.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's about
it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when
even worse,
I see
this
you
up with the
Yeah, he actually
video.
Died. When That's why this is so sad.
Stop! Stop!
You know, you shouldn't cry in Fast and Furious movies. I cried.
I know.
When that song started playing.
Round three goes to Sam.
Yeah, it does.
Hands down.
Not surprised.
Mm-hmm. You have to give it to him.
Yeah.
We have a three-way tie at first.
Oh,
again.
Stop it. All right, then I want my car wreck song.
What?
Remember, the one to break the tie should be someone rams into your car and then takes off What is the song you are playing as you hunt them down?
As the only person who's actually ever really been in a serious car wreck, I will win because I will play you the song that was playing when I was in it.
No, this is the chase after.
Right. Not the car wreck.
Your person song.
Fine.
Remember we argued about this last week?
Oh, no.
Fine. 4 o'clock.
All right.
You've been involved in a car wreck, hit and run. You have to chase after them.
And we're not suggesting that you do that.
No, we're not.
But if you did.
But if you did. What song is playing on the stereo? After you've been hit and ran. I will play the song that I was actually listening to when I was in
after
a car accident.
After you've been hit and ran. I've been hit and ran. I'm coming after you.
George Michael on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. We will break our three-way tie at 4 o'clock. The song to choose is You've Just Been Hit and They Took Off in Their Car.
Listen to
You Chase After Them. What is your chase after song?
And we are not suggesting anyone does that. However, no. From the text line, this exact thing happened to me and it was Outkast Ain't No Thang, LOL, yay 90s rap.
Mm-hmm. A story here from the Kansas City Star. 2 decades after opening on the Country Club Plaza, sources say Cinemark Palace at the Plaza is closing.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting here from Veronica Elliott Lunker, executive director of the Kansas City Film Fest, Cinemark told us the week of the festival this year that they were, in fact, closing. We are looking at other theaters in Kansas City, so we will be somewhere. We are checking out all of our options. Cinemark employees also are telling customers the theater will shut down on the plaza on May 19th. No return phone calls from Cinemark. Officials with the plaza declined to comment.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Guess what?
What?
I'm going to make probably an unpopular statement, but if the theater closes, there is zero reason whatsoever young people should be on the plaza after a certain hour. This now means there's nothing for a young person to be doing on the plaza.
I'm fine with that. And the curfew is about to go into
people
place.
People used to always say, well, there's the theater. Theater gets out at 11. You get your movie gets out. Well, the shops are closed at that hour. You can't go in and buy a t-shirt somewhere. And you're not old enough to drink. There is no reason kids should be on the plaza.
And quite frankly, you can't afford a single restaurant on the plaza.
If this theater shuts down. Now, I can already hear people screaming, what about prom? You know, groups of kids like to go down there for homecoming, that kind of thing.
Good argument.
I think if it's a dance, that's okay. In and out. Eat, get to the dance.
But wouldn't every kid say, well, we're going to a dance after this?
No. Where's your tuxedo? I don't believe you.
Well, we're going to go get in our tuxedo after we leave. We didn't want to wear it here.
I think there should be a prom exception, and that's it.
I don't think there should be.
Ooh.
There are plenty of restaurants to eat at. There has been a problem on the plaza for years. Agree or disagree? The plaza is technically private property. Agree?
Oh, yeah. Plaza is private property.
If they do not want you there, then you shouldn't be there.
Public streets, that's where you run into a problem. It is private property through which you have several public streets. Sidewalk is public, roads are public. And so that's where...
They keep you out of the power and light district.
Well, but they can barricade that as an entertainment district, and they do.
Is the plaza not an entertainment district?
How are you going to barricade the plaza?
I don't know.
That's the problem.
There are too many ways in
there
and too many ways out.
There are too many arteries. They would have to have those metal poles. You've seen them. They screw into the street.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to have... I mean, how many arteries are there, Scott?
A lot.
There's a lot.
I don't know.
Think of all of the little feeder streets that come down from the north side.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
You would have to put those metal poles at every entrance. And
telephone number here is 576-7798. The Cinemark announcing that they are closing on the plaza. Nordstrom's, by the way, is moving in. And they plan to, if there is a theater there, they want to minimize the theater presence. Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Telephone number here is 576-7798. The Cinemark on the plaza is closing. And they will be closing here shortly. I believe if I saw the story right, at the end of the month, early part of June sometime. Shut down May 19th. So in 5 days after this weekend, Sunday night, they're done. Officials with the plaza declined to comment. Cinemark would not return phone calls. Okay. Here's something interesting. Nordstrom is taking over the west side of the plaza. You know, they're leaving the mall.
Yeah.
Just across the street from the Cinemark, it plans to open a new 122,000 square foot store in a couple of years. Nordstrom wants to remove several buildings as well as 5 Cinemark screens, the mezzanine, and a pedestrian walkway over Jefferson Street leading from the main theater complex. Plans listed a remaining plaza movie theater of 1,600 seats, down from 2,600 seats currently. Dana raised the suggestion that if Cinemark is gone, which it will be after Sunday, does any teenager have a reason to be on the plaza at night?
Here's one more. A girlfriend of mine texted me and said, if you live on this side of town, this is not good that the Cinemark is closing down. She said the Ward Parkway Theater has an age policy. And I did not know that. Scott, we've been to movies there occasionally. And I looked it up, and AMC Theaters actually tweeted someone about this a few years ago and said, yes, Parkway has an age policy. Guests must be 18 or older unless accompanied by a parent or guardian at least 21 years of age. Now, that's interesting.
Hmm.
So Ward Parkway has just said, apparently, we don't want kids here seeing a movie. I did not know that. If you want to dump off 3 14-year-olds or what have you to go see a movie, apparently Ward Parkway has that policy. I'm puzzled why the Cinemark on the plaza wouldn't have just done that several years ago when the problem started. Just say you cannot come in here under the age of 18.
Well, but let me ask you this. There are obviously more than 2 movie theaters in town. There's the AMC 30 down in Olathe. You have the AMC 24 in the Northland. You have the Legends 14. You have the Cinemark here in Merriam. And I ask out of ignorance, you have the B&B in Western Shawnee. I have been to movies at all of those that I just mentioned, short of the Northland 24. I don't think I've been to a movie up there in a long time. But I've recently been to the AMC 30. I've been to Legends in the past couple of years. I've been to Merriam for sure, and definitely B&B in Western Shawnee. I have not noticed a problem with teenagers. Is it exclusive to the plaza and to Ward Parkway?
I don't know.
Or am I just not paying attention? 576-7798. Michael in Kansas City. Michael, hello.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well.
You know, when I was a kid, almost 60 years old, and we weren't able to be just dumped off anywhere if we were under the age of 18. And times have changed where people are just allowing their kids to be dumped off And then they want to get all upset when these companies are saying, hey, you can't, these underage kids can't be hanging out. I mean, we didn't have issues with people hanging out when I was in my teens down at the Plaza.
You didn't hang out at the mall, Michael, when you were a teenager?
Yeah, come on. We definitely hung out when we were kids.
We hung out, but we didn't hang out like they do now. We didn't hang out at the Plaza, and at Worlds of Fun, you weren't allowed to just to hang out there if you were under the age of 18.
No, we hung out at Leavenworth Plaza. Okay. I don't know if you're going through a meat grinder or what.
Lord.
We hung out at Leavenworth Plaza. They hated us there. We hung out at Taco John's in Leavenworth on 4th Street. They couldn't stand us over there either.
This is nothing new. Kids saying they have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it's nothing new that kids go places and hang out where they're not wanted.
White Lakes Mall, anyone? Oh, yeah.
576-7798.
We didn't have any money to be there, but we roamed around there.
We hung out at Leavenworth Plaza in the park. We would just park our trucks. And yes, we drank beer. And then we go to Taco John's and we get some tacos. And I bet Taco John's loved the money and hated us. 576-7798. Mike in Kansas City. Mike, hello.
Hey, what's going on? Man, that movie theater, I tell you what, me and my kids would go there on, we go watch, Sunday matinee or Saturday night movies. We'd go down there and eat. We actually live, North KC. I mean, we got nice B&B theaters around us, AMC, but we like going down there. You could not go down there and watch a teenager-type movie, because if you did, you would hear talking, people being on the phones. I've had three good instances where I literally had to go out and, get a police officer and say, hey, we got a row of kids in here just acting fools. And they would go in there each of the three times and have to escort kids out. The only funny thing is we could go down there and watch a grown-up type of movie that, teenagers wouldn't be interested in.
And like an actual good movie.
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, there was some, teenage movies that you can watch. I mean, just stuff that teenagers were in, you couldn't go to, because, and then that's what happened. And it's sad. And it is really sad that that's pretty much, it's probably lost a lot of business for it. We were happy to see when they stuck the sign out saying that you had to be accompanied by a parent if you were under the age of 18. But does this happen at every other movie theater around, or even, around by me? No, not at all. We don't have to worry about it. To me, it was there. Sometimes we'll even go to the Cinemark that's on Merriam. It's a pretty big theater, and it's really nice, but I've never had an issue there either. Never had an issue at Ward Parkway. For some reason, it was just the Plaza movie theater.
What was the problem? A lot of people are saying quit beating around the bush.
He just said teenagers being loud and disrespectful.
Yeah, and it is. I had one instance, we had a drunk adult that was on the phone, and he was literally, somebody told him, to quiet down, and the guy looked at him and literally said, I will go over there and smack you.
Oh,
he didn't last too long because a few people heard that and went out and got somebody. He was escorted out. That don't happen too much, but it's the teenagers down there that, they pretty much did it. After that, it was sad because me and my kid, we never went down there. We figured, hey, we'll go try it again. They got these signs out that says, no minor really could be in there, but it didn't work. It just did not work. Yeah. But we love that movie theater. It's been around forever. It's nice. It's nice inside. It's too bad that happened. But I don't see it in any other movie theaters, and I bet you can't get a caller that says that they have.
I have not seen a problem at B&B in Western Shawnee, nor at Cinemark and Merriam. Excuse me. And those are the two theaters I go to the most.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, we up in the Northland, we got two great B&Bs, we got a nice AMC, and even, Cinemark on Merriam.
Let's cut to the chase. So a lot of people are writing in saying it's the teens from the inner city. They're ruining it. Is that true?
Okay, then yes, it is. And I'm not trying to throw, a card out there because I'm not that type of person. But yes, you know, it's the truth.
See, and I don't know if you're Cinemark. I don't know if you're Cinemark, Mike. How you stop what was happening? I don't know how you stop it. They tried.
Is that what? Let's cut to the chase. Is that's what was happening? Was young inner city teenagers coming onto the plaza, which they've been doing for years now, and causing problems at Cinemark? I don't know because I haven't been to the Cinemark on the plaza in years. I'm asking out of ignorance, but the text line has exploded. Quit dancing around the bush. Call it what it is. It's the inner city kids coming in and ruining everybody's experience. True or false?
I've never been to that theater.
I haven't been in 10 years.
In part because there are so many other options. And we've all seen the headlines over the last few years. I'm going to be honest.
Okay,
there's too many other places to go.
Let's quit dancing because I'm getting uncomfortable with the dance.
Well, it is that why Cinemark's closing? I don't know the answer to that. But places on the plaza close all the time. I don't know the answer to that.
All right. And what's the problem with Ward Parkway where kids can't go to a movie at night?
They're saying
is that also
unless you are I that
is that also no, inner city kids that, coming in?
That I don't know. But I will tell you, we have been to that theater. I did not even know they had that policy. I had no idea.
Okay. I mean, the inner city kid problem on the plaza is well documented. So let's quit pretending that the problem doesn't exist.
But I don't know that you can draw a line between that and Cinemark deciding that it's...
Okay.
It's
and I'm not. I'm asking out of
folding.
Ignorance.
I don't know. I think places on the plaza fold for all kinds of reasons. Rent, I'm guessing, being one of them.
Scott, the Cinemark in Merriam does have police officers there in the evenings, in case you haven't noticed. I have. You know what else I haven't noticed? Problems. 576-7798. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name. Get to the phones. Let's go to Kia or Kaya in Raytown.
Kia.
Kia, hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Wart Parkway is our favorite theater to go to, and we do have teenagers, one that is 17, in fact. And we asked about our 17-year-old because we didn't understand the policy either.
Yeah.
However, what we continually looked past was the fact that there is a full-service bar inside the theater.
Okay.
So I know as a mom, if my 17-year-old was there and he came back home hammered, I would have an issue as to why there wasn't supervision or whatever to make sure that people weren't passing drinks. So I think that's a legal nightmare for the theater.
Ooh.
If something were to happen to someone's child or they were slipped the date rape drug or whatever.
But Kia, listen, a lot of the theaters these days serve alcohol. And I will tell you this, the theater where we go, and it annoys me more than I can tell you, but I understand it is a corporate policy.
They card people that look 90.
They card every single person, and there was one time I ran out to the bar, you know, during the credits or whatever, at the beginning of the movie, and I had left my purse in the seat back where I was sitting with my friends and whoever, and I came out and I said, oh, can I just get a, you know, quick glass of wine? And they said, I need to see your ID. And I remember saying, I go, I'm 44 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I'm sorry, it's corporate policy. I know it sounds silly. So I had to leave, go back to the seat, get my purse, bring back my ID. I mean, I just brought a credit card to pay. And so if you think you're going to drink in a theater, it's been my experience, at least with AMC, they have a corporate policy. And as Scott said, I don't care if you are 95 years old, you have to present an ID.
Yes, my thought on it is it seals the deal that there's no way any underage drinking is going to happen unless the parent hands the child the cup.
I can assure you that the underage drinking is going on long before they get into the movie theater.
Yes, definitely. I agree on that. But yes, I think, especially as an entrepreneur myself, if I was put into that position, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to steal any liability possibility at all by, hey, you, an adult came with this child, and therefore it's on the adult and it's not us.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Kia, good to hear your voice. Blake in Olathe. Hello, Blake.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hi, good. Welcome.
Awesome. So, yeah, I work at a movie theater here locally, and I can definitely say that teenagers in the theaters are an issue. I won't say it's all of them, but definitely a good portion of them are, especially because we're open late. Like, I'm getting home at midnight, 12:30. We close late, and even at that late at night, we have teenagers probably under 18 coming into our theater and seeing movies, and like I said, most of them are fine, but some of them definitely do cause issues in theaters and stuff like that.
Define issues.
So, like, we've had them, like, one of them, they'd be, like, using their vapes in the theater, and we'd have people be like, can you tell them to stop, please? And then we'd have people take seats. We'd have people been loud, obnoxious on their phone, just being disruptive. We never had really any big issues, just people being very disruptive.
I'll tell you, the only time, Scott, I ever left a theater was a woman sitting next to us, and the second the lights went down, she took a phone call and she goes, I don't know, I'm sitting here in some movie theater. Yep. And she just kept going, and I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And I looked at her at one point and I'm like, are you even kidding? And she just continued this conversation to the point that people were shushing, and she like put her
hand up. Didn't give the hand.
Oh yeah, tell it to the hand. And I remember I went out and I said, she's got to go. I'm leaving. I want my money back. And if I'm leaving, she's leaving. She's not staying here.
What movie was it?
Oh, it was probably 10 years ago. But she was not a teenager.
Super quick. The only movie you've ever walked out of because it was awful.
Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie.
Fried Green Tomatoes.
What?
Really?
That's a classic.
Horrible.
So good.
Dumbest movie. Wow. I couldn't take it anymore. I walked right out.
What is wrong with you?
I walked right out. Got back in my
Jessica
car.
Jessica Tandy in that?
Is she even alive?
Ooh. Oh, my God.
That movie's awful.
Okay, shame on you. Movie. It is a classic. It is fantastic.
That movie sucked. And I walked out of Fried Green Tomatoes because that was the dumbest, stupidest movie I ever saw in my life.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.